Hey, let's talk some golf. The Australian Open, we touched on it earlier this morning. Whitey, men's and women's, Victoria Golf Club, Kingston Heath Golf Club, two of the absolute cream of the crop courses in the world, let alone here in Victoria. Gabby Ruffles is a part of the field in the women's brigade this week. She joins us on the line. Good morning, Gab.
Morning. How are you guys?
We are very, very well. How are you sitting there at Kingston Heath at the moment?
Yeah, doing good. I'm actually at the chipping green right now at Kingston Heath. I have an 8 a.m. practice tee time. So, played Victoria yesterday. Both courses are in amazing condition. And, yeah, really looking forward to the week.
So, we were talking about this morning, about the concept and the format, two courses, men's and women's tournaments being played simultaneously on those courses. What do you think of the format and the way it's laid out? Are you for it, or would you like to have your own Women's Australian Open on its own course?
No, definitely for it. This is going to be amazing. I mean, even seeing some guys out here like Cameron Smith and Mark Leishman and all these guys, like, it's pretty cool. You watch them on TV, and for us to be able to be alongside them, I feel like it really elevates women's golf. And, you know, it's going to be great to have mixed tee times. So I think it goes, you know, the men tee off and then followed by women with consecutive tee times. So it's going to be really, really cool, and I'm excited to see how it goes this week.
What about coming back and playing the Melbourne Sandbelt? It's obviously very different to what you play during the year in America, but to come home and play some of the most spectacular golf courses in the world.
Yeah, no, it's such a treat. I was actually a member at Victoria, and that's where I started playing golf when I was 15. So coming back and seeing a lot of members and a lot of familiar faces, it's amazing. And obviously, Kingston Heath is one of the best golf courses in the world. Even just coming back to Melbourne, it's been 5 years for me. So coming back and, seeing some of my friends and the places that, you know, I used to go to, like, this is home. So it's just, it's really nice to be back.
I think it's going to be special, not just for you, Gabby, but for so many Australians who, because of COVID, haven't been back to Australia for a long time. So this event's... it's special anyway with the men and women playing together, but it's particularly special where it's almost a bit of a party, a coming home party.
Oh, yeah, for sure. I mean, I know Cameron Smith hadn't been back in 3 years or something. I mean, with COVID and everything, Australia was super strict with lockdowns. So it was tough for all of us to come back. And a lot of, you know, for me anyway, a lot of my tournaments have been primarily in the U.S., so I haven't had the chance to come back. So, and I think that's, you know, the same for a lot of other golfers. So it's nice for us to have a few events out here. So I'm playing this and then the Cathedral Invitational next week. I think it's definitely a reunion, and it's nice for all of us to be back.
And how's your game looking, Gab? You play the U.S. college system through the USC, and it's a strong competitive experience over there in the States. How's your game evolved, and how's it looking at the moment?
Yeah, no, I definitely feel like I've improved. I feel like I was a fairly new golfer when I went over there. I'd only been playing golf for 3 years over here before I went over to the U.S. And joined the college system. And I spent 3 years at USC, which I feel like really elevated my game. I felt like I was playing against the best amateurs in the world. And there were just more good players, I guess, over there than you know, what there was here. So I feel like I had to improve, and I had to improve if I wanted to keep up with them. So I definitely feel like over the past, you know, 7 years since I've been playing, I feel like I've improved, and it'll be fun to see how my game fares against courses that I used to play when I was, you know, younger. So, I feel good, and I'm looking forward to the week.
So what are your expectations for this week then?
Oh, expectations. I don't know. I feel like I never really like to have many. I don't really set that many goals. I feel like you can't really control that. Just go out there and have fun. And, you know, as I said before, just see how my game fares at these courses. And hopefully, you know, I'm hitting it a bit further and these courses seem a bit easier than where I was here last time. So, it'll be good. I'm looking forward to it.
And do you take the opportunity to try and get tips off a Cam Smith or a Mark Leishman? You mentioned those two, Adam Scott, the men that are here this week. You don't usually get a chance to play with them. Do you take the opportunity to learn, to ask questions, to listen to answers, to make you a better player this week?
Yeah, Yeah, no, for sure. I mean, if I see them out here, that would be great. I don't know. That's pretty gutsy to be able to ask them questions and stuff, but maybe. I mean, that would be pretty cool, and I might as well, right? They're out here. You don't really get a chance like that very often, and can definitely learn so much from those guys. So hopefully I do run into them, and I have enough guts to say hi or to ask questions.
Well, Gab, what do you miss most about not living in Australia and having to deal with that American food over there? What do you miss most about Australia? And you come back and you just have to get involved when you get back here.
Yeah, well, I mean, you said it. The food. The food in Australia is amazing. The bread, the coffee is just next level. You don't get that at all in the U.S. I mean, I miss the golf courses as well. Like, it's just different golf. I came on Saturday, and then on Sunday I played at Royal Melbourne. And it's just such different golf to the U.S. And it's just, I like it. I feel like you have to be more creative out on these, you know, standout golf courses. It's just not as, I guess, straightforward as U.S. courses, and, you know, requires you to have pretty much every shot in the bag. So I've really missed this type of golf as well. And obviously, you know, friends and family over here that I've missed and haven't seen in 5 years. So it's nice to be back, and yeah, nice to be back home.
Did the folks come out with you or not?
My dad did. So my dad's Australian. So this is home for him as well. So he came out with me, and it's nice for him to see a few of his friends as well. He was also a member at Vic with my brother and I. So I'm sure he's going to enjoy going back and seeing a few of his friends there as well.
Yeah, sounds fantastic. I reckon he'd be having a great time. So it's Victoria and Kingston Heath on Thursday and Friday, and then the weekend's at Victoria. Where do you start? Which course do you start on Thursday?
I'm not sure. I don't think T10s have come out yet.
Okay.
And if they have, I haven't seen them. But, yeah, no, I mean, either of the courses would be great. And, yeah, looking forward to playing my home course again.
Yeah, well, hopefully you get to play it a few times, getting through to the weekend and doing some damage and going deep into the tournament. We wish you the best of luck, Gab. Nice to chat with you. We did it a couple of years ago, but we've touched base again, which is nice. And we'll be watching with great interest this weekend at the Australian Open. Go get them.
Thank you so much.
Good stuff, Gabby Ruffles, who is one of the young guns in Australian women's golf.